It teeing off on Wednesday, September 13th. And man, where has the summer gone? I'm RJ. Hope everyone had a good week off of staring at PGA Tour leaderboards and shot trackers. I know I certainly did, but at the same time, Thursday morning certainly can't come soon enough. Today I'm going to discuss Justin Thomas's fifth win of the year, edging out Jordan Spieth to win the second leg of the playoffs, the final President's Cup teams, and I'll break down this week's event, the BMW Championship. So without further ado, Justin Thomas, everybody. JT and Mark Leishman started the final round of the Dell Technologies Championship in Boston on Monday, tied for the lead at 12 under with Jordan Spieth lurking behind at 10 under. It was Leishman striking first, birdieing number one to take a solo lead at 13 under.
So one of the co-leaders starts off with a birdie. Leishman in the lead by himself.
The hottest start, though, that belonged to Jordan Spieth. After a birdie on one, Spieth eagled the second.
That is putting your foot on the gas out of the gates. Yeah, he knows it. Birdie, eagle, tie. Leishman for the lead. It's close to a perfect start.
He then birdied the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and at that point, he was 16 under and in a tie for the lead with Leishman. Justin Thomas, not to be forgotten, dropped a long eagle putt on the drivable par 4 4th to sit one back at 15 under.
Well, coming in out of the bunker, then back up hill slightly. Looks good. What a two.
And that's when Mark Leishman looked to be making his move for the title. With birdies on 7 and 9, he walked off the front side with a lead at 18 under par.
So how about that? An opening 30, now at 18 under.
But then, it started to come apart. Things would really go downhill from there for the Aussie, bogeying the 10th, 11th, and 12th to fall off the lead. And although he finished 3rd, he never really was a factor the rest of the day. Back to the top of the leaderboard, though, after birdies for both Spieth and Thomas at the 13th.
16 under for Justin Thomas. Guys, your buds are tied. Spieth and Thomas at 16 under.
It was those two good buddies, which I'm sure you've never heard of, were tied at 16 under and locked in a duel the rest of the way in through the stretch. Spieth would be the first to stumble, bogeying the 14th to give JT a one-stroke lead.
Spieth walks away with another bogey.
And Thomas would extend that on the 15th, sticking his approach tight for a kick and birdie and two-shot advantage.
Keep it all right. Just perfect. Thomas rolls that in to get 17 under, two clear of Spieth.
Then after pars on 16 and 17, and Jordan Spieth ahead making bogey on the par 5 18th hole, JT played the last relatively safe and made a tidy par, winning by 3 over Spieth and capturing his 5th title of the season.
Justin Thomas has his first playoff win at the Dell Technologies Championship.
Winner, Gagnon.
Spieth, of course, captured runner-up accolades, 3 back at 14 under, while Mark Leishman finished 3rd at 13 under, and John Rahm and Paul Casey split 4th, rounding up the top 5 at 12 under par. So, with the win, JT moved up a spot to 2nd in the overall playoff standings, but still trails Jordan Spieth for the top spot. Dustin Johnson fell 2 spots to 3rd, while Hideki Matsuyama and John Rahm remain in 4th and 5th places, respectively. This week is the 3rd of 4 legs in the playoff schedule, with the tour making its way to Conway Farms Golf Club in Chicago's North Shore outskirts for the BMW Championship, where 2,000 FedEx Cup points are up for grabs for the winner. Conway is probably best remembered as the course Jim Furyk shot 59 at in 2013. Hopefully the course will have some more teeth this time around. Justin Thomas, off the win last week, joins FedEx Cup leader Jordan Spieth in headlining a full 70-man field set to begin the FedEx Cup playoffs second half. No withdrawals or guys that are injured or anything this week. Full 70 players. 6 rookies remain alive with Canadian Mackenzie Hughes and Xander Schauffele just outside the cut line to reach the finale at East Lake. All 12 members of the U.S. President's Cup team are entered, while only 10 from the international squad will tee it up after Adam Scott and Brandon Grace were eliminated last week in Boston. Speaking of the President's Cup, on Wednesday of last week, the official teams were named on the American team, and it's looking like a pretty formidable one. The 10 qualifiers were Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Daniel Berger, Brooks Koepka, Kevin Kisner, Patrick Reed, Matt Kuchar, and Kevin Chappell are in that last spot. Captain Steve Stricker's two picks, his captain picks went to Charlie Hoffman, and a little bit down the list, Phil Mickelson, no surprise really there with those. American squad's looking pretty good. On the international side, their roster of qualified players included Hideki Matsuyama, Jason Day, Adam Scott, Louis Oosthuizen, Mark Leishman, Charles Schwartzel, Brandon Grace, Siwoo Kim, Johnny Vegas, and Adam Hadwin, while Nick Price's two captains' picks were Anibal Lahiri and Emiliano Grillo. So just looking at those, the American side is definitely deeper. It's going to be really interesting to see how the top players on the international side perform. The U.S. has certainly dominated this event in the past, and it's really become sort of one-sided. So hopefully those veteran top guys on the international side, Hideki Matsuyama, Jason Day, Adam Scott, Louis Oosthuizen, hopefully they can step up, having contributions from guys like Adam Hadwin, Mark Leishman, Johnny Vegas, and they can at least keep things competitive heading into Sunday singles. The President's Cup itself will take place in New Jersey from September 28th to October 1st. Okay, the BMW Championship. Last year, Dustin Johnson set a crooked stick course record with a second round 63, then held back a charge from Paul Casey to notch his third significant victory of the summer after winning his first major, the U.S. Open, and his first World Golf Championship, the Bridgestone Invitational at Firestone. That BMW last year, of course, was held at a different course, but the BMW was held at Conway last in 2015 and 2013. Jason Day won by six strokes in 2015, and Zach Johnson captured the title in 2013. While Spieth, Justin Thomas, and Dustin Johnson are locks for top five positions heading into East Lake for the Tour Championship, the chase remains to learn who will join them. Hideki Matsuyama and Jon Rahm have the inside track, but will definitely need good finishes to stay there. And the reason that top five mark is so important is any of those guys going into the final event in the top five with a outright win at East Lake, they can win the playoffs outright and take home $10 million. So a little bit of extra drama to watch for there. And on the flip side, the other end, those that are on the bubble to make it to next week, Bill Haas is the guy sitting on the bubble currently. He's 30th. In each of the past 2 years, four players have made their way into the finale after starting the BMW outside the top 30. So with that being said, between the about 25 and 70 number, there are lots of big guys that are right on the cusp of being eliminated or making it on to next week. Notably, former world number one Rory McIlroy, he needs a big week. He's sitting 51st. Breakout player Patrick Cantlay and former guest on Teeing Off, he sits 41st. Lefty Phil Mickelson, he'll move into the lead for all-time FedEx Cup starts this week when he tees it up. But to extend that, he's going to need a good week as he sits 36th. Master champion Sergio Garcia sits 34th. And 29th to 25th sees Gary Woodland, Jason Day, Brendan Steele, Henrik Stenson, and Jason Duffner, respectively, as the bubble guys. So a couple big names, certainly. Look for those guys to be a little extra motivated this week. Who is looking good this week? Well, first off, with the field down to 70 players, there will be no cut, meaning everyone will play all four rounds, meaning there will be a lot of separation between the good, the bad, and the ugly. Of course, if you're in the field this week, you're probably playing decent golf, but anyone who gets off to a bad start or isn't doing so good through the first couple rounds, they're just going to have to tough it out, and especially if they know their season is coming to an end, that's kind of hard to play with nothing motivating you, but they're all going to get a paycheck, so at least there's that. Now, this bodes well for DraftKings, but it's kind of a double-edged sword, as everyone will see their lineups remain intact for the whole week. You're not going to have four or five guys knowing you have no chance going into the weekend, but it does add a different level of strategy and increases the importance of everyone in your lineup performing well in order to actually cash some money. So first, I'll take a look at the course. Not too in-depth, but looking back at the 2015 and 2013 iterations of this event, the last two, of course, events hosted at Conway Farms, strokes gained tee to green and strokes gained approach were the two biggest factors that jumped out. And putting from 5 to 10 feet and green regulation gained, they're slightly secondary, but all those who performed well in 2015 and 2013 did well in those categories. Mainly strokes gained tee to green and strokes gained approach had a really high correlation. But secondary, as I said, putting from 5 to 10 feet and green and regulation gained were important. And finally, birdies rank. We've seen some low scores here historically and with a lot of par fours. Any guys that make a ton of birdies are going to jump out this week. So with those plugged in, my top five players, just based on the stats that I outlined, Daniel Berger, Jason Day, Sergio Garcia, Henrik Stenson, and Justin Rose. And you might want to fade guys like Phil Mickelson, Adam Hadwin, and Ian Poulter as they come in around the bottom of my projections, just based on the stats model. It's also important to factor in recent play and recent finishes at this course. So Jason Day, Daniel Berger, and Ricky Fowler, they really jump off the page in terms of guys that not only have a good history, but also play really well at Conway Farms. Specifically, though, recent form, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Paul Casey, and Henrik Stenson. Those are the top five guys in recent form and strokes gained total over the last 5 weeks or so. And without further ado, if I put all of those factors together, my top 10 for this week are Paul Casey, Daniel Berger, Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, Henrik Stenson, Louis Oosthuizen, Patrick Reed, Charles Schwartzel, and Kevin Chappell. Those are in no particular order, but there they are. That's where I'm going to end things today. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the BMW as we see who will make it to next week's Tour Championship and $10 million. I'm RJ McCullough. This is Teeing Off, and I will talk to you next Monday.